Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 14th, 2026. And the passage we'll be reflecting over today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd." There are moments in life when exhaustion settles deep into the soul, not merely physical fatigue, but a weariness of heart. People carry hidden burdens, grief that has not healed, anxiety about the future, loneliness hidden behind polite smiles, guilt carried for years, disappointments that quietly drain hope. Many move through life appearing composed, while inwardly feeling scattered, forgotten, or lost. The gospel today tells us that Jesus sees this. He looks upon the crowds and his heart is moved with pity. The phrase used in the gospel is far deeper than simple sympathy. It describes a compassion that arises from the depths of one's being. Jesus is not detached from human suffering. He feels it within himself. He sees the confusion, the spiritual hunger, the wandering hearts, and he responds not with judgment, but with tenderness. The crowds are described as troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without a shepherd are vulnerable. They wander aimlessly. They become frightened easily. They cannot find safe pasture alone. In many ways, this image describes the spiritual condition of humanity. People search endlessly for meaning, security, love, and peace, often in places that leave them emptier than before. And yet Christ does not turn away. Contemplative spirituality invites us to pause here and remain in that gaze of Jesus. Before he teaches, before he heals, before he sends the disciples on mission, he first sees. He beholds the suffering before him with divine compassion. So often we fear being truly seen. We hide our wounds even from ourselves. We become skilled at distraction. We stay busy. We avoid silence because silence can uncover what lies beneath. But the silence of prayer is not meant to shame us. It is the place where Christ gently meets us. Many saints spoke about this healing gaze of Jesus. To sit quietly before him is already a kind of restoration. In prayer, we slowly discover that we do not need to earn his love. We do not need to pretend strength. The shepherd already knows where we are wounded. There's a story told of a monk who lived for many years in the desert. Pilgrims often came to him seeking wisdom. One young man arrived and asked, "Father, what must I do to find God?" The old monk replied, "Sit in your cell, and your cell will teach you everything." The young man was disappointed. He had hoped for something more dramatic. But after staying for several days in silence, he began to notice how restless his heart truly was. Memory surfaced, fears surfaced, old resentments surfaced. He wanted to flee. Seeing the struggle, the monk said gently, "Do not run from what rises within you. Christ is already there." Those words changed the young man's life. How often we run from the very places where Jesus desires to meet us. The shepherd does not wait only in our strengths and successes. He comes searching for us precisely in our confusion, our weakness, and wandering. The gospel today also reveals something important about discipleship. Jesus sees the crowds with compassion, and then he turns to his disciples and says, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." In other words, he invites his followers to share his own heart. A Christian life is not merely about personal holiness, isolated from suffering of others. The more we grow close to Christ, the more we begin to see people differently. Compassion slowly replaces indifference. We become attentive to those who feel invisible. We recognize the quiet suffering hidden behind ordinary interactions. The world desperately needs people who carry the heart of the shepherd. Not everyone is called to preach publicly or travel on missions, but every Christian is called to become a presence of Christ's compassion. Sometimes this happens in simple ways: listening patiently to someone who is grieving, offering forgiveness, sitting beside a lonely person, speaking words of hope to someone discouraged, praying faithfully for those who suffer. Often the most powerful ministry is simply presence. Our culture, of course, rewards productivity, achievement, and image. But Jesus notices the wounded and forgotten. He moves towards them. The church is most faithful to Christ when she does the same thing. Perhaps today we are invited to ask ourselves two questions. First, where in my own life do I feel troubled or abandoned? And second, who around me is quietly longing for the compassion of Christ? The beautiful mystery of the gospel is that the more we allow ourselves to be gathered by the Good Shepherd, the more capable we become of helping, gathering others. Christ never looks upon us with coldness. His gaze is always merciful. Even when we are lost, he searches. Even when we wander, he calls us by name. Even when we are weary, he leads us beside restful waters. The shepherd still walks among his people, and his heart is still moved with pity. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Good Shepherd of our souls, you see the hidden wounds we carry and the burdens we struggle to name. Teach us to rest in your compassionate gaze and to trust that we are never abandoned. Gather the scattered places within us, heal what is wounded, quiet what is fearful. Lead us into the deep presence of your peace, and make our hearts like yours, gentle towards the suffering, attentive to the forgotten, and willing to serve with love. May we become instruments of your compassion, in a weary and searching world. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with your friends and perhaps invite them to join us here each day in my hermitage when we take a passage from the gospel that we had at Mass and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.